at the Oireachtas Health Committee this morning, politicians and health officials were also considering long-term planning. The HSE Chief Executive Bernard Gloucester told the committee that within 5 years, more than 1 million people could have a chronic disease. Mr Gloucester said Budget 2026 provided for an extra 3,300 staff. He also said that planning for healthcare can no longer be viewed through the single lens of just more investment for more of the same.
In terms of infrastructure, our core focus on future planning for infrastructure is again not to rely solely or exclusively on traditional models. By OECD standards, we are still very high in our dependency on traditional inpatient and older person bed models. While we do need bed capacity to catch up with demand and underinvestment in the years of financial downturn, we also need to build infrastructure that reflects new ways of responding to demand. These include surgical hubs, 5 to open in 2026, and general elective reform, chronic disease hubs in the community, primary care centres and local injury units, together with new beds where we are increasing our specialty focus in 2026 with critical care, maternity care and, of course, the new children's hospital. Our only likely possibility of meeting future demand is to arrive at a better balance between these new configurations and traditional beds. Targeted investment will be the only effective response rather than the approaches of the past. Linking revenue to the opening time of new infrastructure is now the priority of the Minister, as endorsed in major reviews such as the Frank Clark Report and proven to have worked in the opening of the recent 96-bed block at University Hospital Limerick.
HSE boss Bernard Gloucester speaking at the Oireachtas Health Committee this morning.